President Obama saying he's hopeful for a fiscal cliff deal before Christmas, but the only thing Washington seems to agree on is political posturing. Is compromise too far out of reach? With more on this, Dan Henninger, Deputy Director of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page, and Nick Gillespie, Editor-in-Chief of Reason.com. Welcome to you both. Dan, I'm going to start with you. In the break, we were talking about how likely is it that we get some kind of deal, and you said maybe not.
I don't think so, Jerry. The Republicans and the president are really far apart. They've been far apart since summer of 2011 when they had the deficit super committee and they couldn't agree on anything. That's why we are getting the situation now with the sequester. And I think what's becoming clearer to people is that for the Republicans, it is in part the tax increases, but in the House for the members, it's the fact that the Democrats won't commit on spending. And so they're being asked to make a hard commitment on tax increases that are real for the promise to negotiate on entitlements
next year.
Well,
we know how that goes. Yeah. We know exactly how that goes because we've seen that movie before.
Yeah, that song always ends the same, and it's with tax increases and no spending cuts. But I would argue that if there is a plan in place by December 31st, it won't matter because when you look 10 years out, according to the Republican plan, there'll be X amount of debt. According to the Democratic plan, there'll be X amount of debt. They're virtually the same 10 years out. This isn't solving anything. And I would question Dan to say, I mean, he's right that Obama won't commit on spending, but the Republicans also won't put out details. Like, if they really believe that spending is the problem, they ought to be laying out what they're going to do.
But because they have, haven't they?
No. What are they talking about? A trillion dollars?
Well, I think they're committed to making adjustments to Medicare and to Medicaid and Social Security, but the Democrats have made it clear that Social Security is off the table. They don't want to touch Medicaid, and they're really not going to do much of anything about Medicare. They do not really want to reform the entitlement commitments that have been made out into the, 19. Yeah. So they're just not, it's not going to happen.
I don't necessarily disagree with that about the Democrats, but I don't think what the Republicans are offering is so puny compared to the scope of the problem. If they want to scope themselves out as a true alternative, and one which I think would have a lot of popular support, where they would actually make the case, we need to radically retrench on government spending.
Let me tell you, we took a look at the two plans that are on the table right now, and the impact on the debt, if either of them go into effect, because they're virtually the same size.
Right. Well, from day one, Jerry.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
$21 trillion in debt in 10 years. $21 trillion for our kids, your kids, Dan, your kids. It's unconscionable, and I agree with your pox on both of your houses idea because I think we're just not making any. I want to see tax reform. I want to see some big changes, not tinkering at the margins.
Well, tax reform is what you want so you get more economic growth than we've had the last 4 years. We need close to 4% economic growth to begin to address these problems. And from day one, the president's proposal to raise taxes on people making over $250,000 a year adds up to only 7.5% of the annual deficit. It's a fly speck.
It's a fly speck, and don't you think the New York delegation has been so busy making phone calls about it can't be $250,000 because it will affect 90% of people in metropolitan areas.
Hey, if you're not paying the AMT next year, thank Chuck Schumer, thank Hillary Clinton, and thank the New York delegation. They're the ones leading it.
All right, let's talk about GM for a second. Big news, that GM to buy 40% of the government stake in the company. Is it woo-hoo, Dan, or is it holy cow, they still owe us a ton of dough?
They still owe us about $50 billion, and the price of the stock has to get up to $69. It's down around 24 right now. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, Jerry. But I think GM understood it had to do something because its own internal polling and focus grouping suggested there was a stigma that this public attached a stigma to the fact that they had taken this public money, which is really kind of interesting to me. It may have helped Barack Obama win Michigan and Ohio, but it didn't help GM with the rest of the country.
And GM is getting the stock at a bargain because when the IPO, it was like $10 more per share than they're going to buy it back for, even at a premium over the current price.
That's just terrible.
But by the same
token, I feel like the chump is the taxpayer.
I think though the government should get out as quickly as possible because and obviously you want to do an orderly sell-off, but we're never going to see that money again. And it the whole precedent of the government actually taking over, taking a controlling share in an automobile industry, calling shots, who's going to be the CEO, stuff like that. The sooner we get past that, the better.
It's a
total bust for the taxpayers.
Dan and Nick, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Great conversation. Thank you.
Sure.